as we're about to perform any mitzvah, we recite a bracha. The Gemara says the bracha should be recited oiva vasiyasam immediately before. In the days of the Rishonim, many were killed al kiddush Hashem. So they composed the bracha when they were about to be killed al kiddush Hashem. In Yeriday, they quote this siman of Yehareg Vayavar. Inshallah quotes this when Hashem. They say baruch ato Hashem akel malchayolam mekadosh shmo barab. In the days of the Crusaders, the Bavli HaTosfos didn't know any given day they may be killed. So they introduced the reciting of this bracha before Karbonos. Baruch ato Hashem mekadosh shmo barabim. That's apparently what the commentaries explain. If you look in this siddur, many other siddurim, they have a footnote and they say that many have the practice, rather than saying baruch ato Hashem mekadosh shmo barabim, they say b'li shem Hashem. Why b'li shem Hashem? Because this bracha doesn't appear in the Gemara. And not, there are a lot of brachas that don't appear in the Gemara, but were composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. This bracha does not seem to be composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. This was composed in the days of the Crusaders. So that's a question. Do we have the right to add on additional brachas? The Gemara sounds like it says in Megillah that only the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were authorized to compose brachas. You really shouldn't recite additional brachas, making up your own bracha. So that's why many have the practice not to say Shem Hashem at the conclusion of that bracha. In the middle of this piyut, this tefillah, where we say, Ban kol olamim, lo yatziv kaseinu anach matpil, tachnenu lefanecha, so we say, life is really worthless, nothing is really of value in this life, everything is senseless, unless you're Jewish, and you have mitzvahs, and you're doing ratzon Hashem. And we, the Jewish people, recite Shema Yisrael every day. So the in the Siddur, it's printed that you say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So there are different opinions. According to the Ramban, that's the whole mitzvah of Kriya Shema Deraisa, just to recite Pasuk Rishon. The rest of Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanim. So we mentioned yesterday that there's a big dispute between the Mishnah Brura and Rav Bitzalel Petterburg and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Is there anything wrong? Is there any problem with a person reciting Kriya Shema in the morning and davening by the 9:30 minyan? He's going to start davening after this man Kriya Shema. But it's going to say the Shema Nesrit before the Sovs Man Tfilah. So he'll say Kriya Shema before davening, before the Sovs Man Kriya Shema. But he won't be reciting Kriya Shema, I'll say the Habrachas during this man of Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to understand that there's no problem. And many others felt that there was a problem. So here, we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Many recite the whole Parsha Vishayna. According to Rashi, Parsha Vishayna is their Isa. So what do we say in Kriya Shema now? It's not I'll say the Habrachas. So the Shita Mukobetzis on the last Perek in Brachas writes that more correct is that a person shouldn't say Shema Yisrael here. He should say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad rather than say the whole Pasuk, or just to say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad rather than say the whole Pasuk. Say the whole Pasuk, then according to some Rishon, you yotze the Kriya Shema Deraisa, and you're not really saying it, I'll say the Habrachas. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about Karbonos.